Olivia Nashon, who was kidnapped from Tripoli by U.S. Special Forces, has been brought to the United States to face trial. Anas Alibi, who was on the FBI's most wanted list, is expected to appear in court on Tuesday in New York. He has been indicted over the deadly 1998 bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Kenya. Alibi was interrogated and held on a U.S. warship in the Mediterranean after his capture on October the 5th in an operation denounced by the Libyan government. His abduction came on the same day that another team of U.S. Special Forces conducted a raid on a target in Somalia, but the Navy SEALs were unable to capture a leader of the Al-Shabaab group in the botched assault. Well, let's speak to Bill Jones. He's with the Executive Intelligence Review and joining us via Skype from Washington. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones. Now, the U.S., it seems, has time and again proven that it does not respect international norms and regulations in the sense that it felt no hesitation into going into and violating another nation's sovereignty to capture a man who should have been brought through extradition treaties, etc. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree entirely. Although it's not unusual, these type of operations are being conducted at regular intervals. The U.S. Has pretty much thought that it has a free pass in doing so, and to the extent that there's no international opposition, which does lead to pressure on the U.S. government, they'll probably continue doing that. Whether or not this is going to be successful, it's unusual that he's coming to the United States. He is in the United States. He will have a court trial. He will also have, I assume, access to all the defense that he would need to defend himself, which hasn't been the case in other so-called terrorist operations where they've been shunted off to Guantanamo to remain for who knows how long. This is a new situation. It's going to be interesting to see how this develops. But the illegality is of course, quite apparent to everybody.
Well, it's also the process after his abduction, too. He was questioned in secret, and many are saying most likely this trial will also be held under a lot of restrictions and secret. We saw this happening in the case of Dr. Afia Siddiqui as well. So we do not know if the due process is actually being used over here. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, sure. It's going to be interesting to see how they're going to play this. However, if they try and place a lot of restrictions on it, as they've done in the past, this is going to be another issue of contention in which people who are concerned with civil rights and the like, that they will be up in arms against the Obama administration. And the Obama administration is getting a lot of heat, as we saw the other day in the demonstrations in front of the White House. And that's probably not going to be so good for it to be able to govern. But I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens in this, because if there is an attempt to significantly restrict the rights of the defendant to a legal defense, then there's going to be an outcry from a lot of people here in the U.S.
Okay, that was Bill Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review joining us from Washington. Mr. Jones, it's always a pleasure to have you with us here on Press TV.